This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. And of course, I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collins.
Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back in the hot seat.
Someone put a ring on it.
They have, I know, eventually. 10 years later.
She's all married now. How was it?
It was amazing. It was amazing. But I'm depressed as a stone now back in the UK. And all ready for bloody Halloween.
Off that flight from Greece, living it large, living her best life, getting married.
I was literally looking on Skyscanner last night to book more flights. I'm not ready for reality yet.
And then she gets to Cali Road and you're a bit like, oh, this ain't Greece anymore.
Well, you know, this job isn't too bad, so.
Exactly. We ain't down the mines, ain't down the mines. I've missed you. It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Now, guys, you know, we always bring you a jam-packed show and, of course, this evening is no different. So we have got SAS, Mr. Foxy, DS Foxy, Jason Fox in the studio. Literally done a pre-record of him about an hour or two ago. So we're going to be speaking all things SAS because the final is now done. So we're no longer worried about spoilers and spilling tea. So that's an amazing chat. And then we're joined in the studio by last year's Big Brother winner, Jordan.
Oh my God, I love him. I actually follow him on TikTok.
He's
so funny. Yeah, love him.
Oh, exciting. So it's an SAS / a Big Brother special. Mm-hmm. Now, in the showbiz seat, we've got Hayley Palmer. How are you doing, Hayley?
I'm very good, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
You're
nice to see you guys.
So welcome, darling. Now, you're going to be bringing us this week's celeb gossip.
Love a bit of celeb gossip, don't we?
Babe, we love it. We're here for it. Now, Bobes, what has caught your eye?
Oh, well, first up, I want to talk I'm a Celebrity because that is the show that I live for. And I've been reading up on who's going to be in. I mean, it's not definite.
No.
But we like a little name drop, don't we?
We do.
Do you want to hear the list?
Yes, please. I mean, I've seen leaked Colleen Rooney.
That would be amazing.
I mean, I think ITV are on to a winner there because if I was in camp with her, I'm going to be asking about Rebecca Vardy.
Yes,
100%.
So do you know what I mean? It's .. Rebecca Vardy's account. Allegedly.
Well, apparently she loves the show. She watches it every year. Her children are big fans. So let's hope that is a definite. Philip Schofield is rumoured to be going in.
No, that ain't happening.
Tommy Fury.
Oh my God, Tommy.
That would be good.
I need Tommy in there.
I can see them booking him after
that
the last couple
so
of months.
Good.
I mean, he's easy on the eye as well, isn't he?
He is. And I could see him doing it as well because he has a reputation he needs to rebuild here. And I feel like if people got to see another side of him, then he might be able to do that in there.
And what a nice little perk for some people. Like, I mean, wouldn't mind waking up in my hammock and seeing Tommy Fury walking around the camp.
He's got nice eyes, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's his eyes we're looking at, Hayley. It's his eyes we're going to look at. That's what I'm looking at in my hammock.
Anyway, moving on. Zara McDermott, I think she's a definite because she did Strictly, Sam did The Jungle. So I reckon they might swap. So she's doing that and then Sam does Strictly next year. Just putting it out there, guys.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you know what? For some reason, I cannot see her in there. But maybe it's because I always see her kind of done up and pretty and, you know, looking glam. So maybe that's why I just don't think she would like to do that. But maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see. We don't know. But also, Helen Worth, Gail Platt.
I can see that happening because she's done Corrie for like 50 years.
What a legend.
And I think if you're giving that up, you're going to go and do something. So I think we had this conversation when it was announced she'd left. I said, let's see her in the jungle.
Yeah, you actually did.
Let's pull that clip up.
I'm sure
I'd put money on that. I said she'll go in the jungle.
Rewind the tapes.
Yeah, I've got receipts. So I'd put money on old Gail Platt being in there.
That would be a good one.
Also, Talisa, what a throwback.
But
she could maybe do a few raps in there and, you know, give it a bit of Talisa energy.
I'd love to see her in there. Because
bit of end ups.
Yeah. They're meant
to be tie me to a chair. Weren't that one of the shows?
Was it?
I thought they were your new Nikes.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hey, dubs.
Never heard that song before in my life.
I'm just thinking of Tommy Fury walking around the camp.
No. Like, what's going on?
We're like, what is happening?
What about this one? Richard Gadd.
Oh, yes. Big reindeer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Because I guess duty of care, they can't put the alleged Martha
in. That would be better.
I mean, of course it would be better, but I don't know if it's going to pass the psych
test. It'd be interesting to see what he was like in real life, as it were, because obviously we're used to seeing him on there. But I don't know, he seems quite a quiet character in real life when I've seen him in interviews. But you know what? He could be a dark horse.
Could be. Yeah, who else have we got in there?
We've got Giovanni potentially going in.
When you hear the click, you know there's something to say.
That would be an interesting one. But I wonder, is he under so much red tape at the moment? Would he even give us much?
Because apparently he's doing the Italian version, isn't he?
Is he?
Of Strictly at the moment. Right. So he is busy with that. I would like to see his hip action.
So would I.
Personally. Just you, a personal view there.
You two in there would just be perverts. Just waking up an hour before everyone else staring at
them. I would just be doing FUBAR Radio remotely in the jungle. And if Tommy Fury catches my eye in his white Calvin Klein's allegedly, I don't know, or Giovanni, wants to teach me to waltz, I'll teach him to slap drop.
Yeah, well, there we go.
But anyway, it's all just rumoured stuff. We'd love to see you in there, Bobby.
That would be
sorry,
great.
Darling.
We'd love to see you in there.
Well, never say never. Well, if I've done Celeb SAS, I kind of feel like, and everyone's all said about the jungle for like 14 years, and I'm like, I've got so many fears and phobias. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I still have. I've not come home a brand new man where I'm not scared of anything. But I think I'm at a stage in my life where I could handle the jungle more than I ever could have before.
Yeah, definitely. Because you've grown so much in SAS. Imagine how much you could grow in the jungle.
And I've evolved.
There you go. You're a new man.
And if Tommy Fury's in there, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll evolve even more.
And the Versace Hotel.
And you don't get Versace anymore. Last 2 years... No,
what is it
cutbacks.
Now? Is it just a 5-star?
It's still a lovely hotel, but they ain't done Versace for a couple of years. But
yeah,
I still wouldn't fall out over it. But jungle aside, never say never. What else has caught your eye, darling?
Strictly, I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a massive Strictly fan. I'm glued to it every Saturday night. I'm not going out anymore, guys. It's the new staying in. So, on Strictly, I think, I just want to say right now that I think Chris McCausland will win.
Mm.
Don't you?
100%.
He's absolutely incredible.
I love it.
Isn't he? What an absolute man he is.
Inspiration. And I know that word's so thrown around a lot now, but inspirational.
Isn't he? He's just an absolute brilliant guy. So love him. But there has been something that's caught the news. I'm sure you might have seen it. It's been flagged up this week about Wynn and Katia.
Oh, God, yeah.
That there was two incidents that happened on Saturday night that he put his arm around her waist and it felt a little bit uncomfortable for the viewers when we were watching
and
it.
And looks it on, where it's all clipped up on social, it looks,
so
I don't know if it looks worse than it ever was, because I know they're both shooting it down, but it just looks so...
Do you know what I don't understand?
It's the pulling it away,
it's,
like...
She pulled his hand away, but then she also gave him the dirty look, and it's like, I know you're meant to play this role that you're besties and like you're getting along so well or whatever, and she's the professional, right? So like, shouldn't she just be holding her face, like, you know, just being like steadfast in front of the cameras? Like, she's giving a lot away, and then she's saying, oh, there's no problems here. It's like,
but it looks like it, darling.
We're looking at it, we're seeing what everyone else is seeing. It looks
was just
bad.
That pull back, and I'm a bit like,
and also, did you see the high five?
Yes.
And he went to do a high five, and she just kind
she turned
her back. And if someone did that to me, I'd just burst into tears. I'd be like, no, please don't.
But
do
also,
that.
She rolled her eyes as she turned away. She rolled her eyes as if to get away from me, kind of a thing. And she said afterwards, apparently, oh, it was an inside joke. It was stupid, and I didn't appreciate it.
What's
whatever.
The inside
Tell us.
Joke, though?
Tell us. We need to know.
I think I just can imagine that people in the BBC press office and the Strictly production, when that clip started going viral, thought, fuck. Not this year, please.
Yeah.
We've had a fucking mare. Can we not have this, please?
Yeah, because after everything that has happened on there, I feel like if it was an inside joke, it probably wasn't
If it was
right
3 years ago, it still would have gone viral, but it's just a little bit too much too soon.
Yeah. Exactly. So Wynn was on BBC Radio Wales, I think it was this week, saying that he was devastated by what had happened or what had been said. And they have both said, no, it was a joke. But you know what? Bring it back to the dancing this weekend, because we do love it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to ask you, babes. I've seen the little list that's here, and it's alleged that you're growing close with a Married at First Sight groom, Ben Jardine, after your shock split from the Chaser. Still,
I'm sweating.
So talk to me. What's going on with you and Ben?
He says to say hello, by the way.
I love Ben. Ben loves me. I love Ben.
Do you know what it is? I think I've been through quite a year with the split with Mark.
Yeah. It really... The Chaser Beast, for anyone listening that might not know.
Yeah, and I'm such a happy person, and it really hit me hard. And I think I've been working on self-love and coming out of that. And Ben is a really good friend. And if you know Ben, he is like one of the most loveliest guys. He is so fun to be around. And the only way I can describe him, he's like medicine. Like, you like, when he's in the room, he's just got that sunshine personality.
But Hayley, is he giving you one?
Because
you've got a smile on your face. And we're friends.
We're
friends. And you and Ben might be friends, but I think you're a different kind of friend with Ben than me and you might be.
Oh my God.
We're friends, and he's a lovely guy.
So are you just no comment in there?
We're just really good friends. We did a job to the, together the other day, like a presenting job.
Not any other kind of job,
guys. What kind
of
job was that? Is that what they're
calling it? Party. And he's a lovely friend. Bobby, what about you?
Back to Bobby.
I'm not having any kind of job with Ben, but he's a lovely looking guy. But Ben, slide in the DMs.
Ben's doing the rounds, Ben.
He's working his way through Foobar. Hayley, thank you so much, babes.
Such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, guys. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be back with my little pre-record with DS Foxy. See you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird. Funny. And quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, that's, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be like. They see like the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be like this, like serious, like fuck boy, like lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
It's the sound of your mates alive. Is getting to more gigs this year and the next. It's the sound of saying, I got you, mate. It's the sound of mates enjoying even more of this. It's the sound of mates getting home instead of here. Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Guys, so I've just been joined in the studio by DS Foxo. How you doing, Foxo?
I'm right, yeah. Or Jason.
Jason, do you know what? Even calling you Foxy feels weird. Like, I feel like I should still be calling you staff. It's
nah,
a respect
nah, nah.
thing.
It's done now. It's
Jason.
Done. It's over.
It's over.
The nightmare's done.
Do you know what? Saying that, it's... Well, I want to ask you about that. Literally, so we've just seen Sunday night, the finale episode. Oh, no, Monday.
Monday.
So that's another one in the can for you. Mm. How did you find that as a series?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the location was mental.
Mate, just like it felt like a Hollywood film, especially watching it back. Because I think when you're living it and breathing it, we knew it was amazing. But you look at it back, I mean, it not Hollywood, that it was like we was going to the Beverly Hills Hotel after and living it up. But it is like just next level.
Yeah, it is. We didn't know what to expect. I went out on the recce to have a look, and I was like, wow, this is mental. This is awesome. Mm. And then they started taking us around the locations, and I was like, this is off the scale. It's proper off the scale. But then I don't know whether you remember it too much, because obviously it must be a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
And then you're probably watching it back and going, oh yeah, I remember that. But do you remember that there was a track that led into the beginning where we ambushed everyone?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like just a small dirt track, and then it was like a 1,000-foot drop.
I remember it very well, Jason. Fuck me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when I thought shit had got real. We hadn't even got out the minibus at that point.
Yeah, that was... even we were like that, making sure... We were like that, talking to the drivers. Are you sure you can handle this vehicle going down here? Because if it goes, we are... That's it. There's no show.
It felt like literally one sneeze or one cough. That driver must have been good, because there weren't much room to mess about on there.
Nah, you'd be screwed if there was a car coming the other way.
Oh, yeah. Game over. So in terms of all that, because you've been there since day one.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of all the locations you've done, would you say in terms of a location in a country, New Zealand is just next level for that?
Yeah. I would. It is almost similar to like places in the UK, Scotland and Wales, but it's just, it's got the edge, because it's just, it feels cleaner. It's just a little bit more epic, like the ravines. You remember that, excuse me, that first task you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We won't go into too much detail. Or the first task that you at least had a look at.
Oh, yeah, I had a look at.
but that is, I've got to say, it is probably the most scariest task we've done on any of it, just because it was immense. And the drop was, pretty scary, I'd say.
What would you say, because it seems, and I don't know if it's a conscious decision by production when they do locations, and just that's off, actually, I think I've said before, but that production company, you guys, everyone involved in that, Channel 4, like, just next level, like, what goes into that? Just hats off and the duty of care, but is it a conscious decision that you go hot, cold, hot, cold?
I don't think it's a conscious decision as... with regard to the temperature,
yeah.
It's a conscious decision as with regard to how it looks.
Oh, so okay.
We did... So the one before for the UK was Vietnam, which is the jungle. And so New Zealand is different, very different. But then for the US one that we also filmed out there, the last one they did was in Jordan, which is like desert. So... That was probably a conscious decision to sort of mix up what it looked like, not how it felt, cold, hot, whatever. It was more about what it looks like.
What it looks like. Because us guys, the UK lot, I think there was like a day or two that the team had to turn that around, because the American celebs had used our base, hadn't they?
Yeah.
And did they do a lot of our challenges?
Yeah, pretty much the same sort of... There's a couple of... It's pretty much the same.
Mm.
But it's just in a different order. There's a few different things... The polk pull, as in the sled pulling.
Oh, yeah.
Which was p- put in a big shift there, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's when you could just see my teeth coming up the mouth.
I know, I'm joking. It's all bad now.
No, mate, honestly, you're right. They weren't God-given. I wanted them to be noticed. What would you say, Jason, is the difference in terms of, like, when you get American celebrities, because you had, like, Blac Chyna, didn't you? You had Jack Osbourne. Yeah. Is there a difference in terms of, so obviously the base is the same, mm-hmm. the challenges are the same. In terms of the celebs, though, what's the difference from UK to the States?
Oof. I reckon, be careful what I say, I would suggest that the Brit celebs are slightly tougher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you nearly proved that wrong. But then you pulled it back. With shock and awe. But yeah, it was. I don't know. I'm being a little bit disingenuous to the Americans because the Americans come on, they give it all. But I think if you've got a soft American celebrity, they're super soft.
Yeah,
like they're used to like being properly looked after, told that you know their obvious doesn't stink, whereas the Brits don't get that as much, you know. To be fair, Brit celebrities just get absolutely malleted on social media and all that sort of thing, whereas the Americans maybe not so much. I don't know.
A bit more pampered.
Yeah.
So, Chase, what's the situation in terms of, like, production-wise? When do you and the lads, the other DS staff, do you get, like, a list on your way to location? So did you know before you flew to New Zealand who the celebs were going to be?
No. We never find out.
You don't know even until you get there?
No. So they keep it a secret from us. We've always tried to find out. We've gone on, you know, got in touch with some contacts.
Had a little look.
Put a word out. We're trying to find out. And you might get wind of the odd celebrity, but usually they're pretty good at keeping it from us. Mm. And it's got to the point now where I don't want to know. I just want to get on with it and see what happens. So yeah, we don't get told. There might be a few that need highlighting just before we start, so we'll get the list and they'll be like, look, that person there can't swim, this person's a high profile politician, so the year before they did tell us the night before that we were going to have Matt Hancock on because they just wanted us to think that through about how we were going to approach it.
What was your thoughts when you got told about Hancock? Because, like, obviously, well-known geezer, had a lot of us having opinions, should we say, during the whole pandemic and lockdowns. How do you go into a show like yours in such a position that you've got, knowing that you've got such a controversial contestant?
So when we first got told, I can remember me and, like, Rudy's like, who? Me, Billy and Chris were like, no way, that's awesome, we're gonna get to absolutely pummel him. But then we were like, there was a couple of things that happened. We were suddenly like, well, hang on a minute, he's quite a controversial figure, we're gonna get a bit of stick for we always get the blame for it, whatever. We'll get stick, even though we weren't involved in the casting, we'll get stick for giving him airtime potentially. But also we're like, we're going to have to be balanced in our approach, regardless of what we think. We can't be, like, hard on him because he's done something in the past. We need to, like, allow him to either prove everyone wrong, be an hard worker, and then we're like, oh, he's actually all right. Or he just, you know, takes the rope himself and, strings himself up in a noose, which is sort of, he did a bit of both, to be honest.
Did you find him as a, because, I mean, I'm quite a good judge of character, and again, obviously, I didn't work with him on that series, but I think even how we come across, he just feels guarded, even on it, which I think to do Celebrity SAS, like, you've got to be so raw and vulnerable, like, because you're going balls deep on that, do you know what I mean? Like, you're handing your life over to you, like, literally. to still have walls and guards up in a situation where, I don't know, I just find him hard to read, the geezer.
He is, yeah. I think that's a little bit of a politician's approach. But it's also why he didn't pass, because we didn't get to know him. I mean, it's bizarre, because he's obviously gone balls deep in the Houses of Parliament at some point or other.
Yeah, literally.
And yet he wouldn't do it on our show. So, it was too guarded. Couldn't get a real feel for who he was, what his character was. And because of that, we just didn't trust him.
Yeah, and trust it is a big thing, isn't it?
Mm.
So when you kind of you get that list of celebs, do you, or I'm guessing because you've been there from day one, I don't know, I'm intrigued to know, do you have a preconceived idea how they're going to do?
Try not to, because we're always, you know, there's always a surprise. You can't help it. Like,
human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I had money on you going in the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
I just didn't think that you could recover from your emotional state that you were in.
I think I felt the same. Yeah.
But then it was really, because we were like that. I mean, the mirror room, not the mirror room, our prayers room, when we have the meeting and we chat through, we're like, he's had a stinker, you know. Old number, what number were you?
15. The worst. Yeah. 15. And put it this way, guys, they weren't a number 16, so I was dog shit.
So there was, you were 15, and we were like, oh, I just don't know. I think the thing that was coming next was that dam.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we were like, if he couldn't, you know, it'd be interesting to see where this goes. And you'd obviously sort of like, had a word with yourself and you didn't want to give up and you attacked the dam, and it was good to see. So you came back quick, and yeah, you know, minus the injury, you'd have definitely got, I think, how do you reckon you'd have done him with interrogation?
Do you know, that was the bit I always wanted to get to. And do you know what? Like, I mean, I'm so proud of where I got to. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Compared to where I was day one. And like you say, I got into my little camp bed on night one and I thought, fucking hell, I've got to be going back to the airport tomorrow. I've got to dig deep and prove myself. And being number 15, I was very aware that I was the weakest link. And something kicks in quite quick on a course like that. Like, it ain't even just about you. You don't want to let other people down. Because when it comes to the beastings and things, the odd thing, like, you can take the rest of the team down. So I kind of thought, no, you've got to find your bollocks here, Bob, and try and pull it out of the bag. But heartbroken, even to this day, gutted that I didn't get to do the interrogation and get to the end.
Yeah, I mean, actually watch it. To be fair, I mean, did you watch the interrogation one?
Yeah.
It's probably the best interrogation one they've done. It made sense. There was order to the interrogations, because sometimes it's difficult for the crew to edit because it's really hectic. But they did a brilliant job on that one, and it was brutal. Like, the interrogators were hard.
Yeah. And I used to think the little blonde lady was, you know, the one that called Hancock a cunt.
Yeah.
I used to think that she was old cool.
She looked like Liz Truss, didn't she?
Yeah.
But you know, she's actually a really good girl, Debs.
That's her name, yeah, Debs.
But I do you know what? I think you'd have been all right on interrogation.
Yeah.
Because you know how to channel your emotion and that. Like, I've got to say, as much like Anthony, brilliant. Strong character. He just didn't grasp how he was supposed to act. Like, he needed to be way more subservient and just like, yeah, you know, not highlighting. And you know, I heard him say on the show when it went out, he goes, "Oh, they're just bullies." And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, that's the gig.
Yeah. It's like, this is, remember, it's called SAS. It's
yeah, like, yeah. Bake Off.
Yeah. So it's a bit, it's a shame that he didn't quite grasp it, and that. The characters that are there, they're professional interrogators. They know how to push buttons.
Yeah.
And I think you, obviously, looking at your background and what you've been through, I think you'd have dealt with it. You'd have dealt with it.
Yeah, well, that would have been like foreplay compared to some of the shit I've had, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But talking of Anthony, and like, so I know there was that moment on the when we did the poker and he called the cameraman a cunt, said he was going to kick him off the mountain and stuff. But is he prime? And again, not doggy.
No one knew that.
Got a lot of time for him. But do you think it's one of them things? And I'm intrigued. Cause there's been a lot said about the two girls that won being girls. Do you think that there's a lot more that you could be like, you could look like The Rock. You could have the biggest biceps and triceps in the world, but a lot has to be going on upstairs. It ain't just brawn. There's got to be a bit of brain. Or do you think, nah?
Right, I'll tell you what I reckon goes on, okay? And this is only my opinion, I could be wrong. But everyone expects athletes to breeze it, to coast it, because they're fit, they've been, you know, they're disciplined. they're just good at stuff. They're naturally good at stuff. Mm. They found something they're good at. They've got confidence. And then everyone gets a little bit fed up that reality stars are there. Oh, it's always full of reality stars. They're not going to do very well.
Yeah.
And I'd suggest it's the opposite way around. And the reason for that is because when you're an athlete, you're looked after. Smoke is blown up your ass. Yeah. You get good sleep, good food, and there's structure to everything you do. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And normally when you're working hard, it's for either 80 minutes, 90 minutes. Depends on what your discipline is. You know, if you're a boxer, you've got stints where you're goosing yourself, but you know it's going to end.
Mm.
Reality stars, their lives are hectic. It's all over the place. You know, when you're on whatever show you're doing, it's all a bit bonkers. Yeah. You're getting teed up to do this, and this. You know you're going to get shit for it. And then you're on social media getting battered. So you've got a pool of resilience you know how to tap into. The other thing with reality people is the fact that you understand the game. And if you don't understand it, you're normally very quick at picking up what you need to do. So as an example, Georgia, she was pissing us off from the beginning. Because of it, she came across with attitude and like she didn't give a shit and that she was above everything.
Yeah.
She realised that wasn't working for her, like how she naturally comes across, and she adapted, changed, and she's resilient. The thing is, the athletes, when they get cold, wet, tired, they're hungry, that's when their emotions kick in and they don't really know how to level them, how to sort of temper them, because they've never really been in that environment before.
Yeah.
And then so when we're needling them, poking them, they fucking snap.
It puts their backs up.
Yeah, yeah.
So you talk of Georgia there. What was your thoughts? Because I know, again, like looking at social media, as we all do now, like when a show's airing, especially a show as big and as amazing as Celeb SAS, but we saw Ovi leave and quit the show literally at the last minute because of Georgia. How did you feel? Was you gutted about that?
Yeah, I was. I liked him. He was one of my favourites, to be fair.
Because he kind of felt like, on paper, like his head, like he could put his mind to say, again, I guess he's very disciplined because of sport and stuff. But physically as well, do you know what I mean? He could look after himself. And I know the geezer threw me around in the mud a little bit. So he ain't someone you want to have a scrap with. I mean, no, he probably wouldn't mind, but
he's tough, isn't he?
Yeah, tough, fucking fit. Hard bastard.
He was the geezer that was not far behind me on that sled pool, the polk pool, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he came in. So I was like, wow, he is someone to watch. When he was professional, he was there for a good reason. But I think just that, you're at the end of the course. You're right at the end of the course. You're goosed. They haven't eaten.
Yeah.
It's difficult to know how people are going to react in that sort of situation. And then throw into it a bit of ag in the team. You can see it happen. It happens like, when I've been on, you know, you're on selection to get into the special forces, you're in teams, and there'll be people like 10-year veterans of the military that snap, they flash or they explode at one of the other team members, it gets seen, and then they're gone, or they've taken themselves off because they're upset.
Yeah, so it's not like the course or the challenge, it can just be a person, it gets on someone's tits, and it's just the final straw.
Yeah, exactly. But the key to it is not allowing it to get on your tits. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, so someone's different to me. We're here to do a job. Like, just park
keep your
that.
Nut down.
Yeah, just get on with it.
And what's your thoughts, like, you and the other DS, like, when it comes to a celeb throwing the towel in early doors? So obviously, we had Barrowman leave. Like, famously, it's been reported 32 minutes in base. Does that piss you off?
It does, because I find it's a waste of a place. Like, they've flown him halfway across the world.
Turn left. We had a nice little word. You know what I mean?
Turn left. And then also, apparently, your hotel you were in to begin with was fancy.
Oh, yeah, next level.
We heard about it because we're in some dumb downtown.
Was you not in the same hotel as us?
No, we'll be fucked.
I don't want to rub it in it, but it was the nuts.
We heard after, I think it was like, after the first one we did, they were like, wind got back, or it got back to us that they were in this like spa golf resort, and we're like, ah,
yeah.
Hey. I'm like, I'm scratching around for hot water. But it was a lot of money spent, and it's funny because when he went, because it was me and Chris were doing that little tour.
That's right, yeah.
When he went, he was like, nah, fuck this, I'm gone. And usually, I know that the production are watching it, going, no, because they don't want to lose people that early because it they panic.
Especially that early. We hadn't even got to end of part one.
And him as well.
Yeah. He was like probably one of the bigger names.
Big name. But I wasn't willing to fight him. I'm not begging him to stay in. No. I was like, if he's going to do that now, I'm not. That's up to them to deal with. If they suddenly turn around and say, okay, we want to... But they wouldn't because it was just too... He wasn't clawing his way back from that.
And I guess it's like someone showing you their hand early. And like you say, with the nail on the head, if someone's going to be like that early doors, what chance have you got 3 or 4 days in when you're not sleeping, food's at a minimum?
Yeah, I think he knew he had to properly bare his soul to get through it and he wasn't willing to go there.
But he kind of felt like, and again, whatever's it is made in the press and stuff, but he kind of definitely, he said openly in a lot of his talking head stuff on the show that he felt he had a lot to prove because of how he'd been cancelled. So it's like he kind of didn't do himself any favours there. But like you say, I guess all you guys can do is concentrate on the 14 you got. I was hoping I was going to be able to swap out armbands and get a slightly higher number. But jokes aside, I actually think the best thing that could have happened to me was being 15, because that kind of was the wake-up call for me, because I thought, shit, I am.
Yeah.
And I guess everyone's, and you obviously know this from actually, not just from the TV show, but from your real career, we all maybe have different minds on us. And sometimes some of it, like my head in particular, is it's that kind of sit up and fucking take notice and think, you know, you're going to not just mug yourself off, you're going to let people down.
Yeah. I think, you've got to be there for the right reasons. He thought he was, but I think the realisation for him was when we were showing him around the base and he realised there's no fucking green room. Yeah. No downtime. And even though they get told there isn't, I still don't think they believe it. Some people don't believe it.
No.
Because they're like, yeah, but when do we cut and have a laugh with these lot? And it's like, nah, that ain't happening.
None of that. But yeah, even Mishy's on social media, people go, so there was a shot of, I don't remember what challenge we lost, but they left us like 3 skinned rabbits and a couple of us had to cook it in a stew. People went, oh, what did you really have? And I was like, no, I was... But cooking rabbit, do you know what I mean? But again, it shows you, like, never in a million years would I eat a rabbit. But I tell you, when you're up a mountain in New Zealand, you ain't sleeping and you're doing that physical, you'd be surprised what you ate.
It was brutal. I tell you what, they didn't, because they didn't put it, there's a lot of stuff they don't put in there.
Yeah, I was gutted.
We had the leaderboard thing, didn't we?
That's right.
Because you were always at the bottom.
Always at the bottom.
And then you got up one and you were like...
yeah, just one up from the bottom.
And then we had the, do you remember the coconut?
The coconut.
So we had a coconut with a face drawn on it, a dried out coconut filled with concrete, and I can't remember what we called it, but basically if you'd been the twat of the day, you got the coconut, you had to carry it around all day.
That's right,
isn't it? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, they didn't shove it. I guess it has to be edited.
We had 3 audition coconuts, so they had like 3 coconuts that were all painted with different faces, and we had to choose the one that we were going to use. So we used the one that you became accustomed to.
Yeah, he became a best mate.
The other two, I took home, they're in my downstairs bar.
Did you take them home? Oh, I love it.
People are out. What the fuck are they?
Jason, thank you so much for coming in. It's so lovely to see you and speak to you on a personal and not be crying.
No, for a change. Sorry about that. Sorry.
No, don't apologise. It's the best thing I've honestly ever done. But best of luck with everything. And thank you very much, mate.
Nice one. Thanks, mate.
Bye,
thanks for having me in.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
3 words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, that's, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey. You know what I mean?
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search, don't get caught out.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think you said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back, guys. It is Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris and we are live. Now, we've just been joined in the studio by last year's Big Brother winner, Jordan. Jordan, how are you?
I'm bloody good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. Thank you for coming into the Access All Areas studio.
It was an onerous ride here. I mean, the taxi driver didn't know where he was bloody going.
How dare he?
I've had a tour of North London, places I've never been to before.
What?
Courtesy of this Uber driver.
Does he not know who he was driving?
I know, cheeky
what
bastard.
Cheeky bastard.
He don't know Cali Road. What kind of taxi driver? Don't know Cali Road. So Jordan, right, obviously we've got to talk, everyone knows you for winning Big Brother. How did you find that show?
I mean, I've been told never to do it again. Okay. It was good. It came at a good time in my life, and I'm glad I did it. I've got no regrets. I came out. I won the money. I spent the money.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go.
Well, I said when I was auditioning for Big Brother that if I won the prize money, because that's one of the questions they'd ask you, that I would rent in Kensington, and yeah. I'm renting in Chelsea now. So,
so yeah. It probably got you, what, 2 months?
Yeah. No, don't be silly. 4. But no, I'm sat here dressed in a lovely Dior jumper. I've got a beautiful boyfriend at home. I can't complain.
Don't rub it in. No Dior jumper, no boyfriend.
Read the room.
Sat here with fucking Ellen.
Oh, that's fabulous, sir. So.
Bang, yeah. But as an experience, because no one can prepare for a situation like that.
No.
What's the toughest part? Because everyone thinks, oh, going social media, phone. Was it phone? Was it going to a shop?
Well, I mean, I've been informed I can swear on here.
Oh, God, yeah, yes. We fucking love it.
I was fucking bored in that house. I used to go and sit away. I thought, I can't be arsed talking to all these people, the same 15, 14, 13, as they were dropping like flies people. Mm. I want to watch Real Housewives. I want to watch The Crown. And you can't, like, if they had a television in that house, I'd stay in that house.
Yeah.
Okay. I was missing it. It's not a bad gig. They feed you, they water you, they give you a daily fee, which is shit, but...
Yeah. What's the fee? Tell us.
Oh, I think I'll get into trouble if
no,
I tell you.
No, you ain't on the show
you're
anymore,
over. Joel.
I mean, I know they pay you £50 a day if you go on Love Island.
Right, so. Is it better or worse than that?
It's the same company.
We're the same.
So it's the same.
When we started Terry 100 years ago, it was 50 quid a day.
Stop
really?
It.
Yeah. For like sometimes 14, 16 hour days.
Oh my God.
Went down the mine. Don't cry for. Yeah, you were doing 24. Yeah.
But I feel like television companies take advantage of the fact that everybody wants to be on television. So they're like, they'll do it for free.
Well, the thing is, I don't know. I guess I wanted to be on television somewhat. Mm. Of course, I applied for the fucking show.
Yeah.
But and won it.
No one just dragged you into the earth. What about as a man? I'm going to ask her because we're uncensored here.
Yes.
men sometimes have urges and needs.
Oh, I knew you'd fucking ask this.
How does a man deal with that?
Say, I'm not answering that question.
I feel
so. Say you wake up and there's a morning glory.
I mean, it never happened, but.
Well, to be fair, he had a boyfriend in the house. So you weren't technically boyfriends at the time.
Well, we weren't
you?
Going at it in the house.
Were you not?
No. We kissed in the bloody hot tub. It's very innocent, very PG.
Oh, very PG,
but no,
very demure.
We've spoken to people. Well, we've spoken as housemates, and I don't think anyone. I can't believe I'm fucking talking about this.
Oh, well, this is Access All Areas, we're trash.
But no, there's not really any way you can do it, because in the civilian, they have toilets, they have cameras in the toilets.
Mm. Right.
Whereas celebrities don't have cameras in the
toilets. No, yeah, they go and knock one out in the toilet.
Yeah.
So you couldn't knock one out because of the cameras, but your body must not know that there's cameras. You must still wake up sometimes and make little Jordan is alert, shall we say.
I can't comment for legal reasons. Right, moving on properly.
Moving on from little children.
It's not little. Oh God, I'm in so much trouble now. Henry's just like, he's got his head in his hands. Fucking hell.
Aren't you glad we didn't give you a Prosecco now?
Let's talk new series then. What's your thoughts on the people in there this year?
I think they're a lot more dramatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish there were a few more eccentrics in the house.
Well, are you crazy? Are you watching the same thing as me?
What do you think about them then?
Well, what's her name? She's pretty dramatic.
Lily,
yeah, she's a bit wild.
Yeah, I mean, she lost her voice though, didn't she, after the first few nights? She was screeching and... They're bringing a lot more drama than we had this time last year, which I think is fabulous casting. But have I warmed to any of them in particular? Not heavily.
Right, okay. But maybe some of them are growers. Do you reckon?
like little children.
Oh, shit.
Back to that.
Right. But this is, I think, sometimes with TV shows in general, because you was the first back. There's been a big break. So obviously, Big Brother initially was Channel 4, then went 5, then ITV bought it. Was a big break. And I think when a series starts out, it always it starts out fairly... prim and proper-ish, do you know what I mean? And then as years go on, the drama and the characters, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, what I would say about our series in comparison is it's relatively anodyne because we didn't know what we were getting into. Mm. And so we didn't even know what the house looked like. But this year's cast have the advantage. I mean, some of them say they've never watched Big Brother. Of course they fucking watch Big Brother.
Yeah, right. When they tell bullshit lies.
And why else would you have applied to go on a bloody show?
Exactly.
Unless they were scouted. But I mean, I wouldn't have scouted
some of these
people.
But even then you'd at least watch it, wouldn't you? If someone said, do this, do that, you'd be like, well, I'm going to have a little fucking Google first.
That's
and
it.
You have reasonable notice that you're going on the bloody show. So, of course, you're going to do some research, check up. I mean, what Ali said the other night was poignant because she said, has no one seen the show? And I think it was repeated yesterday by someone else. I can't remember their names. But yes.
I know you said you haven't warmed to any of them at the moment. Mm. But can you predict right now who you think might win? Because I'm thinking Lily. I feel like people probably... She's going to irritate the housemates right now. But I think she'll be a grower.
Can we change the terminology? No, Lily, I don't know. She picks her nose, she's screeching, she's doing this, she's doing that. I'm sure she's lovely. Get her back in that Chinese takeaway. She's brilliant. But no, for me, I would say my winner originally was Emma, but I'm reverting that decision now somewhat. And I really do like Hannah. And I really liked... Baked potato. I wish they'd stop calling a baked fucking potato. It's over now. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah,
even when
done.
You said Hannah, I was thinking, who is Hannah?
Who?
Well, baked potato.
It's whoever they give airtime to. That's probably why we... I mean, is Nathan... Is it not Nathan... Thomas. See, I forgot his name. You never see him on the highlight show. Where is he? Is he in the house? And it's similar with the first evictee, Ryan. You never saw him on the show, really.
Besides robbing those two sausages was the most elite thing he did in the show. And then they got rid of him because of it. It was like, God.
I know. And he had the VT where he was saying, I don't like people who identify as a spoon. He had all that bigging up. Mm. He came out, went in. He didn't say anything.
And like you say, kind of on a show like reality TV in general, you're at the mercy of the edit. Now, no one can put words in your mouth, but what a lot of people don't understand is that still edit control the narrative of any TV show. Watching it back, how did you find yourself? Was you happy with the edit? Because not even just for yourself, but you've lived and breathed it like fucking 24 hours. And you watch it back an episode, you'd be like, well, that ain't kind of how it was, or that's been a bit manipulated.
I mean, the ubiquitous thing said by former housemates, celebrity and civilian, is it's so hard to edit 24 hours.
Impossible, really.
Yes, and we don't really have the benefit of the live stream nowadays.
No.
Because you watch the live stream and it keeps cutting out. I mean, there was a fire evacuation the other day.
I mean, you hear the fucking birds tweeting.
There's birds tweeting, planes flying over. I never heard a fucking plane when I was in there. But to answer your question, when I watch my series back, well, ours, whatever, whoever's series
it's
it
yours,
was.
It's yours, honey.
It's
you
yours,
it.
Darling. You won it. You got the check.
That's
you got
exactly
the coins.
What I wanted you both to say. But, I know I was a bit of a twat in there. I was thinking things through. There's a love triangle, for fuck's sake. I think it was edited fairly on my behalf. I don't know. I can't really remember much of what I went through in there. So,
did you watch it back when you came out?
Not immediately. I mean, I watched a few episodes back.
Okay.
As soon as I came out, but it's a difficult watch. I mean, Henry fucking loves it. Henry watches it every single morning when he's getting ready.
So you talk about that you was involved in a love triangle, but you sure worked out pretty quick that you was going to commit to one man, Mr. Henry.
Mm.
And there's been rumours recently that you and Henry are going to get married. Is there any truth to that, Jordan?
I mean, it was published in The Sun. Mm. So yes, it's true. Yes, everything
are you
the
being
Sun
shady?
Reports is very true. Yeah. No, I'm not. I love The Sun.
if only you could see his face.
Lucky Ellen works for the Daily Mail. You're lucky she ain't a Sun journalist. She'll jump across that desk and have your eyes hurt.
I'm treading on eggshells.
She's Daily Mail. She don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about The Sun.
No, I had a message when I was en route here. They said, don't announce any engagement to Henry because you're not engaged to him. Because I've done that in previous interviews.
Oh, but you can, because this is Access All Areas, Jordan, and I like to access all areas.
Yes.
Are you engaged to Henry?
I mean, my fingers are a bit
they're looking quite light. Yeah, there's no ring on it, but
We're not engaged.
But you're gonna marry him, so
But he's the one to engage because I'd apply on a whim. I'm not apply on a whim, fucking hell.
Apply. Can I apply to be your husband?
No. Henry's in charge of all that administrative stuff.
Right, okay. The life admin.
And we're still working out the tax benefits of marriage.
Right,
so.
Okay. Yeah. And who gets a ring then?
I don't know. Bodevi. I don't know how it works.
Surely Bodevi gets a ring. Come on.
Oh, it's gays. Yeah, that's one of our perks.
Yeah, that's,
we both want a ring.
Lean into that perk.
Yeah. I mean, to get a bit soppy, I think our love transcends all those marital stuff, and you know.
No, but you still want a lovely ring. I don't sell yourself short. You can transcend what you want to transcend, Jordan. But don't let the gays down. Get a ring.
I
think I'd rather have another Dior jumper over a ring.
Do you know what? As somebody who just got married,
yes.
I brought this up to my partner yesterday. Sorry for listening, Mom. But the amount of money you spend on the one day, I was like, if you think about it, we could have just eloped and then done a world trip around the world for like a whole year.
And also, I think about the wedding. I don't think I'd want anyone there.
No. Henry
always says to me, I mean, half of the church, well, we're not even fucking religious, but half of the church would be empty, my side, and then his side would be full of people. I'd bring some fans along.
So what would be your... So this is what I'm intrigued about as well, because obviously you're very happily settled down. Obviously, you're going to get married, but you don't want to give an exclusive to Bobby Norris on Access All Areas that you are engaged, even though I think you are engaged.
Exclusive.
You are engaged. Thank you for the exclusive. You heard it here first.
The sun will be all over it.
Talk to me, like you've touched upon that you shared that little rendezvous in the hot tub.
Yes.
How was it, without being too crude...
Mm.
You win the show.
Yeah.
You then get put in your hotel.
Yes.
When you're then in a room with no cameras with someone that what's the situation? How do you fight? Because you must look at someone and you have the urge.
Yes.
Is it quite nice to get your hands on someone and there's no cameras?
I mean, it was, yes. It was, I mean, first night.
Back at the hotel. What a gentleman.
Henry's hitting himself right now. Going, for fuck's sake, why did I let him go?
Sorry, Jay, straight to the hotel and gave him one.
Love that.
Romance.
Other way
around.
Yeah, romance.
He gave you one. Happy day. It's romance.
It is it's called romance, guys. Look it up. Mm.
And I love that. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's flown by. I love all the tea.
You're going to have to come back in with Henry when you guys actually
Could I quickly plug something?
Plug, because I've got to be out in 20 seconds.
Right, so Henry and I are doing a podcast soon. It will be, I don't know, and I've also sent my pilot script for my new comedy show.
Perfect. Comedy. I love you.
And then once you announce the engagement, come on Access All Areas.
Yes, and we'll interview both of you.
Thank you, Jordan, and thank you guys for tuning in. Come back next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Fubar Radio. Ta-da!
Bye!